Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
One of the things I learned is that life is an evolutionary process. We are evolving. We will change and grow every year. And I hope that I never stop becoming. It's a title of promise. This is a journey. I'm 54 years old. I'm not done yet. I am still becoming who I am.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, nycvirtualoffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
Do you believe insurance companies overcharge you? Do you believe that you pay enough monthly and you should not have to pay a deductible when the coverage is needed? Unfortunately, deductibles are real, and we at We Pay All Your Deductibles offer you a warranty for about 1.5% monthly of the cost of your deductible to pay your deductible when you need it. We give back 25% back every 2 years if the time never arises. Sign up for our warranty, and you will have one up on the high cost of insurance on your cars, homes, motorcycles, cell phones, and boats. We pay all your deductibles.
Uncle Rufus Uncut Show. Uncle Rufus Uncut Show. Real funny, real talk. Heard worldwide. On Shawnee and iHeartRadio, New York City, where we always talking about everything.
Welcome to Pastor B.M. Williams, Ministers on the Rostrum, listeners and friends. This is Uncle Rufus Uncut with real funny, real talk on Bashani Radio. And I'm a deacon in training, so some of this program may be having questionable verbativity and inatrocity and buttholetry. So please take what I say with a grain of salt, faith, and mustard seed, whatever, how you do it. Uncle Rufus, since you neglected me to introduce me, I'll try to keep him in line. My name is Lonnie Haddon, and I'm a certified life coach with research information on dating and relationships, the information that you can use. Right, Uncle Rufus?
Well, I don't think I would listen to you. The reason why, because you like to wear your pants so tight that you split them in the thigh meat with the meat area, and then you look like the She-Hulk. All right? So if you're looking like the She-Hulk, then I don't think that people should be listening to you wearing them tight pants and breaking out of them. The leggings, quite honestly, is getting a little bit off. All you women out there think that you're dressing up because you got on some leggings and throw on some boots. Like, get you something to wear. Like, that's not going, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, every day wearing leggings, you know, to church, and then to men looking at you, behind and everything, making men sin with their eyes and everything like that. So, well, anyways, what I'm talking about is our program is so nice today that we're going to be talking about how to know when to leave a relationship.
Okay, Uncle Rufus, first of all, before we get into the topic, you know, because we're supposed to be talking about the topic and everything, of course, but we want to do our devotion. So can you start with devotion and give us a little motivation for the morning? You know, get everybody moving. You know, everybody's, you know, getting their day going and everything. You want to hear something that's going to motivate them and make them feel good, you know. So we got to hear one of your good devotion songs. So let's start there.
Okay. Here we go. On a 1, 2, and say, listen to me now, here we go on a 1, 2, 3. I'm living my best life, ain't gonna back and forth with you. Um,
Yes. Uncle Rufus, I'm sorry. It's a good thing you started coughing because this is not a devotion song.
What's wrong?
Uncle Rufus, we can't sing that song. We need to do a devotion song. You're trying to be a deacon, and that song is not appropriate for some people in the church and things like that. And kids are listening, you know, and things like that. So, it's a good message. You know, it's a good message. And, you know, that's nice. I'm glad that you have that in your heart. That's a funny song. Very good, you know. To focus on yourself and stop worrying about what people think about you and say. But let's do a devotion song. Can we do that? Shout out to Lil Duval and Snoop Dogg, by the way, for that song. Okay.
All right. Well, my demon Jesus. I'm trying to hold back. I didn't try to cry this time. Lottie, you didn't hurt my feelings. You didn't see, this is why I don't listen to you. This is why I don't listen to you. Because you do stuff like this thing here, you know. And that's not nice. This is not nice to say something like that. So, you know. All right. Here we go. Here we go. Everybody clap your hands like this. Get sad, sad like this. Get sad, sad like this. Get sad, sad like this. Okay. The angels in heaven done sign my name. Gone on down to the river. The angels in heaven done sign my name. Now you see that through the devotion, and I let you know how to do it, like it, bring it in, like I said, like it do. Yeah, so you know, y'all thought I couldn't bring it. The angel in heaven didn't sign my name. Hey, you can blow blame, tell me what you wanna do. Hey, you can say what you wanna say. Hey, I'm living my best life, but the angels in heaven done sign my name. I ain't going back and forth with you, because the angels in heaven done sign my name. Y'all didn't know I knew that song right there. Oh, no, you didn't.
Uncle Rufus, I think you just mixed devotion, the first devotion song with the second one, and that's not how it go. But, you know, without further ado, let's go ahead into our topic of the day. The topic of the day, which is when to leave your mate, when to leave a relationship. So we're going to talk about this today. We're going to let Uncle Rufus lead this topic. So I'm going to keep him in line because I'm a certified life coach, and I'm just going to keep him in line. You know, hopefully you guys can get some meat out of this, and we're going to have fun at the same time. So go ahead, Uncle Rufus.
Okay. This is when you should leave a relationship. Preferably when she gets out a big steak knife, the big kind that you chop the vegetables with, in a butcher knife thing. The butcher knife, you know, to take it. And she stabbed the table, like, act like she's stabbing a gnat. You can't see the gnat. The gnat's not there. She just stabbed the table, really. Told you it was a gnat. And she stabbed the table after she's mad at you. And it's going to look like she just went crazy, you know. She's like, you know, stabbing the table, that related thing. Let me show you how to do it, like it said, like it is, you know, like this. Oh, my leg, the table fell on my leg. Oh, my God.
Oh. Uncle Rufus, are you okay? I don't think you needed to react that and bring a knife in the studio and stab the table like that. You know, I don't think you're supposed to bring knives into the radio station either. So, I don't think that you're really going to get the good attention that you're trying to get from your mate by stabbing tables. I think that you should communicate and talk about your problems and, you know, try to get them resolved rather than stabbing the table. You know, can we just get that understanding? Because God don't like ugly, Rufus. And you tried to scare me and scare everybody. Now look at you. you know, you got the table on your leg and, you know, it's not a good thing. So, I know that I'm not ugly. Okay. So I'm not ugly, but well, you know what your dad said, Rufus, you know, your dad said, right? What did he say?
He said, Rufus, you sure is ugly.
That was Steely from The Color Purple. Did he actually say that to you?
Well, he actually how he started. He said, Rufus, he said, take your ugly butt outside. He said, I don't want to see or hear or look at your ugly face. That's what he said to me. I don't want to be an ugly kid. And the parents don't like to, and then the kids kick the kids out that's ugly, and then the cute kids stay in the house. They like slavery. You know, they just you keep the light ones in the house, and the dark ones got to go pick cotton. And I felt like that. Daddy said, you're ugly. He said, go outside. So they ended up, you know, parents send the ugly kids out to play. That's not good. That's not good. So,
Uncle Rufus, I don't think that's typically how it goes. I think that parents want their kids to go outside to exercise. Now, the fact that your dad may have called you ugly and made you go outside, you should probably talk to him about that and forgive him. Not for him, but for you, you know, so that you can move past all these terrible, ugly things. That's ugly. Saying something like that to your child is very ugly. So I think you need to talk to him and forgive him. And if you can't talk to him and you don't feel safe talking to him about it, just forgive him from afar. Write a letter and say, I'm forgiving and I'm letting it go. And let it go and know that you are beautiful, Uncle Rufus. Everybody out there, you're beautiful because God made you in his image. And, you know, you don't worry about what other people think about you. You worry about yourself. You compete with yourself. Kind of like the Cardi B song. I don't have no competition. I'm competing with myself. You know, we've talked about this for years. A lot of relationship coaches, Les Brown, myself, we say, you know, I'm not competing with anybody, but with myself. And you can see that in my Reinvent Yourself video. It's very good. Look up Lonnie Haddon, Reinvent Yourself. It's a great video about just reinventing yourself and knowing that you don't have to worry about what people say about you, Uncle Rufus. You know, so you're a great person and we love you.
Oh, baby, this is Jesus. May want to sing a song. And listen to it like you know it, like you do. Hey, okay, number two reason you should leave your mate is when she takes your computer, or your video game and spray the inside of your car while she's spraying down the inside of the car. She's spraying the computer in your car. She spray all that down with water, make it all wet, nice and wet, and make it seats messed up for life. To be dang, and the computer don't work, you turn it on and go bzz, 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 bzz. It's this time to probably to leave because you next. So, you know, so then maybe signs of craziness, you know, and things like that, and the thing, you know.
Uncle Rufus, that's, you know, that's a good point. That may be one of the signs that, you know, you have something to talk about. But if you're married, and I think in a relationship phase, that might be a cue, like, I need to get out of here. But if you're married, then that's something that, you know, you probably need to take her to, you know, talk and sit down and get her attitude together, because attitude is everything. Like we say at the end of our videos, attitude is everything. So what does your everything look like? You know, attitude is everything and love is what you make it. So if she can change and become a nicer person, and then the person that maybe take the person off that sprayed everything, like, maybe we could see what they did wrong. They ticked the other person off. What are their triggers? You know, did they cheat or do something inappropriate? But both need to sit down and talk in a nice way where they're not attacking each other, but talking about the issues at hand. And if they need a mediator, to get that mediator, like a life coach or, you know, a preacher or something, right? So they have to join a church or something and get that, you know, someone to mediate that and everything.
Yeah, I think that's very nice and everything. Don't damage other people's property, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't want your property damaged. So when you damage other people's property, then you somebody to get your property damaged. I won't scratch nobody's car. Now I don't scratch nobody's car because I don't want nobody to scratch mine. Because my Cadillac coupe the bill, and my Cadillac broke ham, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't touch it. You know, it's classic cars, and, you know, don't touch it. The brown color, you can't get that paint no more. They just don't carry it like that. You know what I'm saying? They don't carry the brown with the bronze and things like that. With the, you know, sparkle flake and that, you know what I'm saying? My special colors. You know, so I can't do that. I mean, I might scratch your car, don't scratch mine, you know. Hey, scratch my back, I scratch yours, but don't scratch my car, because if you scratch my car, I'm going to scratch yours, like you say, to do what you say, okay? Okay, so number three, when he comes home at 6 a.m., 3 days in a row, smelling like Badoosie and Chanel number five. If he come home smelling like Badoosie and Michelle Chanel number five, you probably need to let him go.
Badoosie? What's that, Uncle Rufus?
If you was a man, you would know.
Well, in that case, I think I have a clue. I'm gonna leave that alone. All right, and then let's go to number four, Uncle Rufus. What's the number four reason that when you know you need to leave a relationship?
Well, when they give you the millennial silent treatment, okay, if they give you the millennial silent treatment, that means you text them 10 messages in a row, and then they don't say nothing. You get straight silence, and they might send just one response to say, SMH, what's that shaking my head? Then you need to be shaking your head, too, like, no, I don't need this relationship. Like, you know, I'm out on the next train going. I'm out of here, like, the bam. You know, I'm out here, like, pew, like Saturday said, like Tyler said, pew. You know, in the next movie, he want to call pew. How do you spell pew? And him and Tyler Perry and Taraji P. Henson said, how you spell pew? I don't know. We'll have to figure that one out. I'm going to go with P-U-M-E. That's all I'm saying. P-U-M like Puma or something. I don't know. I can't spell. No, I had to repeat kindergarten. So, just, hey, look, because they don't ask me. I know what I'm saying. At least I graduated high school sometime. I don't know when I did. Maybe for many years later. But, you know, it looks, I just say, hey, hallelujah, I finally did it. But, like, I can't spell P-U-M. Like, no, this is a good one. So, yeah, but P-U-M, get out of there. You know, P-U-M. I'll get out of there, you know, when they don't text you, they give you silent treatment and not talk to you no more.
Yeah, Uncle Rufus, I think that's one of the signs that you probably need to communicate. Probably not a sign that you need to leave a marriage, but it could be signs that you need to leave the relationship because that person is not paying you any particular attention that you need and not being respectful or considering your feelings. Like, that's a sign that, you know, something's wrong. There's a break in the relationship. Something happened. They're mad, upset with you. There's something you need to communicate and get over. And if it happens again, then, okay, maybe there's something you need to move on and let them know, hey, I'm not getting what I need out of this relationship and things like that. That's a good one. That's a good one and everything. So, Let's go to number five, Uncle Rufus. Number five I have on my list. What's number five? Actually, I'm going to introduce number five. When they don't care what they wear around you, they pick you up for a date with, you know, they've got on a plaid, you know, suit or something like that. Or, you know, they don't care to come out with, you know, shorts in the wintertime in Michigan. You know, it's cold out here. They don't care. They just come out and, you know, don't really care. Just leggings, not really caring about the outfit, not trying to put anything together. They're not really trying to impress you. They come out with pajama pants and a bonnet on, you know, then they probably really don't care.
Oh, yeah. See, you know, and if they come out in the nightgown, like Mub Dia, you know, they come out, you know, they pick it up for the date. You know what I'm saying? They should come out with the nightgown and everything, you know what I'm saying? And she really don't care about what I said, and she didn't really know sometimes. And I wonder, should I just leave a situation alone and everything? Because still, she like me sometimes. And just don't know about it, you know? So I just worry sometimes. I pray. Jesus, I'm saying, Lord, pray, Mama Dia. Pretty she love me. Pretty she think me my dinner. Maybe she just love me down. Wouldn't wipe me down with some nice body on lotion. Lord Jesus, let me wipe her feet. Let me just rub it in. Wash your feet, you know, Lord Jesus. Then I say, that's what I say. I'm going to do this for my dear. And, you know, get a new outfit. See, I'm buying a new dress. She don't want no new dress, you know. She don't want it and no tanking and nothing like that. It get warm in here, you know. So, woo, Lanny, did you pay the light bill? Because it's hot in here.
Rufus, the light's on and you doing a video. So, yes.
My dimension.
Uncle Rufus, can you just, you know, the drama today. I'm not feeling the drama. So, can we go on to number six?
Yes. Okay. So, every response to what you say is what? Especially when they know they're lying. Okay. They come in and, for instance, you say, honey, okay, like my dear said, Rufus, what was you at today? You know, you stayed out till 6 in the morning. What was you at 6 in the morning? I said, what?
Excuse me, what you say?
And she said, you heard me, Rufus. Where was you at? What? Oh, I gotta go use the bathroom. Stuff like that, you need to leave. I'm gonna just tell you from my pimp experience and stuff like that, you know, with my past. The tactics that I use, you know, the best way to tell you is from experience. And it's what happened, you know what I'm saying? So, I didn't say what, you know what I'm saying? So, another instance, you know, she said, she comments to say, Rufus, whose bracelet is in the car? What? What car? Oh, you talking about my car? Oh, what? What are you talking about? The bracelet in the car. What? Oh, I gotta go use the bathroom. So, you know, it's what, and it's followed by, I gotta go. You know what I'm saying? So, what, and I gotta go. What, and I gotta go. What, and I gotta go. It's a combination. So, you just have to leave that situation alone. Sometimes, you just leave it. Yeah, I think that's one of the signs, Uncle Rufus, that, like, that person might be lying or something. Not necessarily always time to leave. But if enough times it happens or whatever, there might be a situation where you guys need to talk about separating or, you know, are they cheating or do you need to find some type of proof or whatever? Do you go on your intuition and, you know, are you unhappy in a relationship now because of this activity? Then you know, it might be time to leave. But in a marriage, of course, you have to fight a little bit harder, of course, you know, and see what the root cause of problems are and do the five whys like we talk about sometimes. And, you know, if you want to learn about that, you can email LaniHadden@outlook.com. That's L-A-N-I Hadden, H-A-D-D-E-N @outlook.com. Or hit me up, LaniHadden on Facebook. All right. So the next one is number 7. Can you give us number 7, Uncle Rufus? Okay. Well, this one is near and dear to my heart. Because I did it on very several occasions in my perverse marriage. When the nights got lonely and I didn't like it, come home after work. So when your mate sleeps in the driveway, slobbing on the steering wheel, and don't want to come in the house, rather be uncomfortable as crap in the car, crunched up in the steering wheel with their leg on the dashboard and talking on the phone, than to see your big behind or this. Or something, or skinny behind, or ignorant behind, or ugly behind. Because obviously, if you're that irritating and nagging, you look ugly to your husband. You could be skinny, nice shape, or big and beautiful, and then you're the big, ugly, fat, nasty woman to him because you're irritating and you're nagging him all day. So that might be the reason.
Uncle Rufus, why are we talking about appearance right now? Okay. I understand, you know, if you're ugly on the inside, you're ugly on the outside, but can you not talk about women and like how they look or whatever, how, you know, they're fat or something like that. That's not cool. That's probably why your marriage broke down. You didn't value your woman and tell her she was beautiful. You have to cherish a woman. The job of a man is to be a protector. You know, make sure you, you know, pump your woman's car full of gas sometimes, clean it sometimes, make sure the car is maintained, make sure she's safe. You know, she's got water in the car. She's leaving warm clothing if it's a cold winter day in case the car stops. You know, like I said, brush her, you know, snow off the car if you're in a cold state. Just make sure she's dehydrated, she has water, she's in a hot place. And yourself and your kids as well. Being a protector, you know, making sure the house is protected. Being a provider, making sure that, you know, if she doesn't have a job, you're providing, or you're at least paying half the rent. That's part of being a provider now in the new day and age, because, you know, women are working and things. So you need to be, at least be paying half the bills, and then paying a lot of times when you go out, you know, talking about that before you go, am I paying or what do you want to do? And sometimes you just say, hey, baby, you're not paying. I'm paying for this. You know, I think a great man, if he can pay for every date, is great. You know, it just shows his masculinity, and in the bedroom, actually take the lead, because women, they want a woman that is womanly and everything, that's not promiscuous, but then they want us to lead in the bedroom, and women don't understand that it's okay for a woman to lead sometime and, you know, impress her man and things like that. But he shouldn't expect that. Like, he should, you know, take the lead and things like that, because a lot of arguments start there in the bedroom, and he wants her to start initiating so they don't do anything at all. But that's the man's job, because he's the hunter, you know. And when you stop doing that, you're saying, I don't want to be a man anymore. So as a man, you have to cherish your wife as well and tell her she's beautiful. A lot of men don't do that nowadays. You know, they don't want to tell the wife that she's beautiful and, you know, let's work out together. And they just say, you go work out and you don't eat this or whatever, but do it together, you know, and go shopping sometimes, grocery shopping together to get healthy foods, or at least make the list together and figure out some healthy foods you can eat instead of just calling her names, you know. So maybe you can patch that relationship up, Uncle Rufus.
Well, you know, she really don't want to talk to me, because, you know, I didn't slap the whole, I mean,
oh, Uncle Rufus, we're on the air. You know, I know you have, if you're going to be a deacon, you're going to be a deacon, you have to refrain from using that type of language.
And it's just the pimping me, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, you know, and I be pimping and, you know what I'm saying, pimping and pandering and everything like that, you know. Sometimes it come out, you know, I don't know, it just come out, you know, it just slap a hole, you know what I'm saying? Just slap one, you know. Sometimes I just look to the side and I say, I want to slap one. You know, I see somebody thought and wearing all this, you know, stuff up to their hoo-ha and everything, you know, short skirt and everything, you know, and cussing somebody out, somebody asked for their number, then my number is 1-800-GET-AWAY and all this stuff, all that. No, I don't like that. I don't like it. And so, you know, I slap a hoe. So I just slap. I'm from a whole town called Slap a Hoe. Slap a Hoe, Slap a Hoe City. Yeah, Slap a Hoe Township and everything. So, okay. So that would be all of the topics that we have today. Except for number 8. So your mate comes in and hits the counter. Boom! Like Madea came in. She came in and hit the counter. Boom! I said, oh my God, I thought I got shot. I said, oh my God, Madea, I thought you shot me. Went there. Oh my God, you sound like you shot me or something. Because, you know, I'm from Eastern, you know. And sometimes when you hear a gunshot or you hear a firework, you be like, oh my God, I got shot. And look, just, I don't know. So that's just how it goes sometimes. But anyway, Madea, she got mad because I said, you know, I said, she said, do you take me for a fool, Rufus? Do you take me for a fool? I should shake you. She said, I should shake you. Do you take me for a fool? And she hit the counter. Boom. I said, you think, you know, you crazy. I said, you hit the counter like that. I said, I think I got shot or something. And I said, you know what, Madea? See, I do appreciate Madea. I said, you know what? I said, you're not a fool, Madea. I love you. You my sugar pie honey bunch. Sugar pie honey bunch. Mm-hmm. That's a different song, I think. Okay. Anyway.
And I said, I could eat you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Okay, Uncle Rufus, that is the end of the show. And so be still our ears on that one. And I said, oh, who are we praying for today, Uncle Rufus?
Well, today we're praying for Tyrese, Michael B., Eric Trine, Mark Wahlberg, and Ironkind. May the Transformers not attack them while they're on the toilet and making them pee on themselves. Because, you know, they like to do them Transformer videos. Eric Trine like to do them stop motions. Ironkind like to do them movie videos with the Transformers. And then Tyrese, Michael Bay, and Mark Wahlberg do them good. The Transformer movies, and we want to see Tyrese come on back in the next Transformer movie. Come on, bring it on back. Fast and Furious was a good movie, but, you know, and Michael Bay amazing with them explosions. And that boom, you know, like an explosion. You know, and me and, you know, my Lonnie, your kids, Eric and Kai, we like, when I hit the alarm on the car, hit the alarm, then we walk away like it's an explosion, and they love it. You should see the videos and stuff. It's funny. All right, so that's what we're praying for today. And then Brixton Fitness, I think it's Brixton Fitness on YouTube. He does the intermittent fasting. He looks great. He lost a lot of weight. That's very good. We like it. Maybe show like some picture later or something. Maybe we can do something, maybe have an interview or something. You can tell us how we do the intermittent fasting. But I tried intermittent fasting one time, I must admit, but I didn't do it on purpose. I just happened to not eat until 12 o'clock. I didn't eat from like 9 p.m. to like 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. to 12 p.m. intermittent fasting. And then, oh my gosh, I just had the biggest bowel movement. It like cleared my whole intestine system. I said, oh my goodness, this stuff work. I didn't even try to do it. I just happened to not eat till 12 o'clock. I said, man, he got something going, clearing the thing out. My stomach gets flat or something from that beer belly stuff that I have from pimping and pandering and, you know, flipping birds here and, you know, getting them quarters or whatever. Hey, I told the man, I said that, you know, the woman was cute. I just wanted to court her. Talking to this other drug dealer, I just wanted to court her. And he thought I meant I wanted a quarter. He gave me a quarter or something, you know, some drug activities and everything. The activation. And I said, oh, you know, I just want to court her. So, you know what I'm saying? So, very crazy things like that. The little brother, Jay, so crazy, just so crazy, Jay, so crazy, like that said, it's, Johnny Blaze, they call this, just crazy self, you know, saying, he don't really say nothing no more, that's just his past thing that he used to, like, you know, helping do, you know what I'm saying? He pimping, pandering, act like he was doing, he sell fake drugs. Like, you know, he's supposed to give you some weed, he actually give you some basil, and you try to smoke it and say, Lord Jesus, I don't feel no different. Then you still depressed and standing around crying and well, I don't feel different. So it's terrible now because people use the cards, you know, they use it for medicinal purposes and they're selling you basil, oregano. That Johnny Blaze, that crazy boy right there, that crazy boy, he ain't got no quarter. He ain't got a quarter. He got a quarter in his pocket. That's what he got. A quarter, $900 got a quarter in the pocket. Okay, so then what we're going to do, don't pitch this, the love note today. Uncle Rufus, love note today. Don't piss your maid off or you will be the one upset. Okay? So, because if you think you're lonely now, wait until tonight, girl. And go chill in the skeleton, come out of your closet, change your water in the room. Yeah, think you're lonely now. Don't piss your maid off. Ha. Wait until tonight, girl. You're gonna be pissed off.
Uncle Rufus, I don't think that's the words of the song. Can we just close the show right now, Uncle Rufus? Then praise God on his throne, Lord Jesus. All right. Thank you for listening. Until next time, attitude is everything and love is what you make it, even if it's between the sheets. Now tell everyone you are kings and queens because now you know what it means to be one. All right, y'all. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.
Uncle Rufus Uncut Show. Uncle Rufus Uncut Show. Real funny, real talk. Heard worldwide on Shawnee and iHeartRadio. New York City, where we always talking about everything.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.